Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
See if Hap can take advantage. 1-0, the count, the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, scooped up by Anderson. Races to second, touches the bag, throw to first, and Hap doubled play, and the inning is over. What a tremendous play at short by Anderson.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So you thought that was the guy you wanted up at that moment, and he hit into a double play. David, our thanks to the fine folks at WSCR and our buddy Zach Zabin for the call. Hap was my pick to click for the Cubs. So I don't know. I don't know. Who did you have as a pick to click? Was it you, Darvish? You may have won that.
I said that Darvish would be strong. Yeah, I thought we'd be talking about him this morning as one of the best pitchers right in baseball, backing up that claim, and he certainly looked the part, and he is going to be in the conversation for Cy Young. At the play, I cannot recall if I picked somebody specifically offensively, because the Cubs have not had very many people stand out offensively besides Ian Happ and maybe Schwarber on occasion. Schwarber's hit some clutch homers. But there haven't been a lot of guys who have stood out, which I think you look at the schedule, and sure, it's a bad division. But I still think what you said is right. I don't know how in the world they're in first place with 17 victories, three games in front. And they started 13-3, and they're 4-6 in the last 10. But this is a team that needs to get production from its most productive players historically. And if they don't, they're going to be in trouble. They may get to the playoffs. They may eke in, but you're not going to get very far if you don't get Baez, if you don't get Bryant, if you don't get Contreras contributing on a regular, consistent basis.
And I believe our White Sox click to pick, neither of us took Abreu. So we probably shouldn't try to steal a victory with our picks. But as I recall, you did take Tim Anderson, and yeah, he had a couple hits. I took Aloy. And not only did he have a few hits, he hit a homer. He had the two quietest doubles in the history of mankind. While the White Sox were belting all those home runs, he hit two off the wall that were unbelievable. I want to claim victory. And one of the reasons, as I make my case, Your Honor, is what Lenny Casper had to say when he hit one of those rocket doubles. Let's take a listen.
Oh, absolutely smoked. And this is going to roll for a bit. Jimenez has a double. There was some major exit velocity on that one. I mean, there's ivy on that wall, but that made a loud noise off the wall. You normally don't hear it with the way the fans are, you know, buzzing here at Wrigley Field, but without fans, listen to this. It sounded like he broke a brick. Everybody out there watching, and I know we've got Cub fans who've been coming to this ballpark for decades. You probably have never heard that sound off the wall. And that ball was hit at almost 113 miles an hour off the bat.
He broke a brick!
Building inspector! You can guarantee that if Eloy did indeed break a brick at Wrigley Field, Crane Kenny will be sending the bill to the south side for him to pay for that part of the renovation, because that is not acceptable. Whoa, 113 miles per hour. That is in Lewis Robert territory when you're talking about exit velocity.
I thought the days of Wrigley crumbling in front of us were over since the renovations.
I think he hit it that hard. I also think Crane will probably accuse him of poisoning the vines the way he hit that thing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
he
somehow
killed some vines. No, but that is, I mean, again, those were the most irrelevant doubles in the history of mankind, and he killed them. He hit these things. They were just like line drives, just rockets into the wall, and he broke a brick. And Len is so right. You never hear that because the crowd's cheering. You never actually get to that. That is a uniquely COVID sound.
A uniquely Wrigley sound as well. When you hear the thud of the ball in the brick, and it kind of you can imagine it, you know, making a dent in a crack in a fissure. I also think, Mully, from a baseball perspective, it just reminds us, we talked about what Jose Abreu did in the history that he made over the weekend with the four straight home runs and four straight at bats. And the question comes up, why do you keep pitching to him? Why don't you pitch around Jose Abreu? Well, we just heard why. One of the reasons why. Eloy Jimenez is right behind him. And then behind him, hey, by the way, Lewis Robert, pretty good with a week of his five home runs himself. So it's not as easy to pitch around these guys in the White Sox order as it used to be. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing in part from Jose Abreu. He's taking advantage of the pitches he's seeing.
Who's the next MVP candidate from that team? We had Tim Anderson. We had Abreu now. Who's next week's?
Well, I think that Lewis Robert has the most likely chance of being that guy that stands out and gets some attention, just because you see, even though we struck out four times yesterday, you feel like he had a good weekend and a good week because of everything that he has to offer both in the field and at the plate. So I guess if you're going down the list, it would be, yeah, we had a discussion about Anderson. Yeah, Abreu did what he did. Lewis Robert would probably be next. And if Yoan Moncada ever got healthy, he would certainly be worthy of that kind of consideration as well, because he's got all the tools too.
312-644-6767. We've got John. John's in Joliet. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, you're doing great. Doing great. I'm both a Cub and Sox fan, partial to the Sox, but I would say Caratini is the most likely to get a hit with men on base. They should play him and bench Contreras for a while.
Interesting. Yeah, well, I think that he does get a chance. He is typically your DH, but he also caught Darvish yesterday because he's the guy when you was on the mound. And Caratini, that tells you, though, Mully, he's hitting .293 now and has had a pretty productive year at the plate in 58 at-bats. But if you're going down to the Caratini level, it tells you what the players you're typically – you know, expect to produce aren't producing.
It's fascinating to me because I think you have to have Caratini and Contreras. You need both their bats in the lineup, and the DH is working in that regard. I can't tell you how many years I've heard that Kyle Schwarber is an American League player, is a DH. I think he's DH three times this year.
I know.
And I think that has to do with the option at DH being better with Victor or Contreras than it is with putting someone in left field and moving him behind the plate.
I think it makes a lot of sense. Plus, Schwarber's been pretty decent in left field. He's been serviceable, so he's not a liability out there as much as people expected him to be.
But haven't you heard that, like, basically since he came up?
Well, yeah, you've heard that as much as you've heard it. Like, the guy that he, you know, was is compared to him often, Dan Vogelbach. Remember Vogie, or the Cub farmhand? He got traded from the Mariners to the Blue Jays yesterday. Now, he is more of your prototypical DH. Schwarber has some ability. He's got an arm in left field that you respect, and so he's more comfortable doing both, so I think they're letting him do both.
Let's try Joe. Joe's in Mount Greenwood. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I like Mendick at second base. I'm not fond of the other two guys, Garcia and Madrigal. And I also like Engler was in right field. This guy is wherever he came from. I don't like him at all. I don't think he can hit to save his life. And I hope Renteria doesn't mess this up, because I think we have a good enough team to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think I mean, if you look around the American League, you know, right now there are seven teams that belong in the playoffs. You got to take eight, so they better make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, who are we kidding? Engler, of course, yeah, I think he's been better this year. I've been okay with him.
Whatever. What he Garcia said while I was screening the call, he liked Engler. He didn't like Mazzara. That was what he was trying
to
say.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Who
yeah.
is this? The right fielder.
I prefer Engler to Mazzara, too.
Yeah.
What's not to like about Madrigal?
I think it's just a little worrisome that he's kind of a little guy with a bad shoulder. I think that, you know, had he not gotten hurt, I think he'd be pretty pumped up about it. But I think Mendick's been doing pretty well. And as far as Leury Garcia is concerned, he's not an option. I wish he were. He's injured. And I'm advocating, I would love to see Yolmer brought back. Yolmer cut yesterday by the Giants. I mean, he could run out there and pour some Gatorade on himself. I mean, they're having a lot of fun, and no one had more fun than Yolmer Sanchez.
But he's going to cut into your Mendick love. You know, if he comes to the Sox, he's going to cut into that playing time for Danny Mendick, which is he has become a Southside darling this year already.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's accurate. And I don't, you know, I'm not.
Everybody loves Mendick.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay. I just, and Kevin, like, was chiding me earlier as we were talking.
You chided. No,
I expressed concern about how long he can hold up, and he pointed out it's a 60-game season, and I said, yeah, and I wonder how long he can hold up.
I'm Homer with you, Mully. Ryan Goins' time, I think. Not
I don't know.
Thank you.
I think if you want to bring Yolmer back, fine. Mendick is a good stopgap, but I don't think we need to get carried away here. When Madrigal comes back, there's a reason why they were rushing him a little bit. And if he's healthy, he plays, right? He's got to play. He's a gamer. He's a grinder.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how everyone looks when they come back. Let's get everyone back, and then we can make a decision. Okay, we have a special moment coming up next. We get a chance to talk to Dan Bernstein. I'll be very curious to find out if he watched the games or if he was watching hockey late last night.
He watched the day game. He Saturday and Friday were too late for him.
He has to go to bed early on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
I love it. All right, we'll talk to Bernstein next. It's Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Cubs fans, we all miss being live at Wrigley Field.
Cubs win!
But imagine the thrill of hearing your name read live on The Score as our home team hero, Cubs fan of the game.
It's our way of honoring our local heroes.
Just nominate a first responder or frontline healthcare worker who also is a Cubs superfan at 670thescore.com/hero.
Just tell us how crazy of a Cubs fan they are, and they could get a shout out during a Cubs game in September.
Presented by Proven Winners, the number one plant brand.
From Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Former Bears head coach Dick Geron.
That whole team was an outstanding team. We really had the ability, I thought, to go the whole way. And I think if Jimmy hadn't got hurt in our playoff game, I think we could have done that. Both sides of the ball. Big, strong, fast, tough. But the defense was could just swallow you up. We had a big, strong, and tough defensive line. And Brian in the middle could just cover so much ground. It was shocking, I think, to our opponents, even our very fast opponents. I remember playing Atlanta with Michael Vick, and Brian could shadow him. And that's saying a lot. That's really saying a lot, because Michael could fly. But that was a tremendous team.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Cubs Radio play-by-play legend Pat Hughes.
Win or lose, there is always attention. There is always a great media presence. And there are always fans. There's just, it's never easy, but it's never boring. Not one bit. I tell people also, you have to learn to operate independently from the hysteria that is Cubs baseball. I think a lot of fans out there, Dan, when the Cubs win two or three in a row, it's, we're going all the way. Yep. And those same fans, when the team loses three or four in a row, well, wait till next year. And you just can't live that way if you are part of what we are, which is broadcasting and covering the team pitch by pitch, day by day, season by season.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
The best radio stations in America live on radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Ed Howard, the first round pick of the Cubs, how difficult was it for you to not be playing baseball in your last season at Mount Carmel?
Yeah, it was very difficult. You know, my senior year, I was planning on winning the state championship. You know, that was my main goal. I wanted to go out with a ring. And unfortunately, we didn't get the opportunity. And then also, I was excited to kind of show, you know, improvements I made. You know, I think I changed a lot from over the summer, physically and mentally. And I was just kind of ready to go out there and play my game and show a lot of teams, you know, the improvements I made, but you know, I didn't get the opportunity to do so. But you know, it all played out the right way. You know, I'm excited to be a part of the Cubs, and it's gonna be a great journey.
What were you doing to keep sharp and improve?
I had a gym in my basement, and I was getting on Zoom and working out every morning with my trainer at 9 a.m. And then in the evenings, I would go out to the field and, you know, take ground balls, take BP, long toss. So I was pretty much getting my work in every day.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Charles Peanut Tillman.
I know a ton of law enforcement officers, a ton, not a few, I know a ton, that do their job and they do it the right way. And a lot of them are federal, a lot of them are local, some of them are state. They do their job the right way. And I'm not saying that all police and that, no, I'm not, that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the ones that I've had a chance to be around and I know, they do their job the right way. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for them and for what they do and for them risking their necks, keeping me safe at night. I'm very grateful for them and for what they have done.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. New innovations